Hello and welcome back to the Fantasy Footy Brains podcast for round 9. I'm Daniel DeSalvatore, your host, and I'm joined by Josh Halliday. Josh, mate, an excellent week. Nico Hines as captain bagged us 248 apiece. How did you get on over the weekend just gone?
Yeah, how good. The Nico masterclass. Yeah, he was on the wet hair, was looking good, flowing down there in the nation's capital. You saw it in person, which I'm a little bit jealous of, but yeah, saved me a little bit this week. Still chugging along nicely around the 5K mark, but ready to... These three trade weeks, they're good fun, so could be some other big moves made this week, I reckon, by yours truly.
Yeah, the three trades are definitely going to be handy this week, and I'm going to need to use all three of them. I only managed about 930-odd last week, even with Nico as captain, but that's, you know, thanks to Terrell May, Brendan Smith, and yours truly, Tom Chester, absolutely let me down, and I could have been on for 1,000 for sure if Robbo put him on for a few more minutes, May that is. But anyway, I digress. Let's move on to the elephant in the room this week, which is the sticky situation at the Raiders. Stewart and Schiller dropped in place of Hopewadi at fullback and Kotrick on the wing. Mate, I wanted to get your opinion on it. What do you think? How good is Chevy Stewart, eh?
Yeah, this surprised me a little bit. I thought they were going to give him a bit of an extended run. I thought, yeah, maybe someone like Weeks or, I don't know. I just thought Chevy might get an extended run there, but I guess he's going back to, what do they play now? It's not Toyota
New South
Cup,
Wales Cup.
Great. New South Wales Cup. Yeah, play something. So, yeah, give him a bit more of a run there. Looks like he's probably going to be the long-term guy there for them. I didn't think it looked that bad, but... So, yeah, maybe he comes back in again this year. But, yeah, line through anyone who was thinking about bringing him in this week, because he had a pretty good score last week, even though they got pumped. So,
yeah, so managed a 42, break even of 3 this week. Obviously not named and not playing in the first team. But what do you reckon? Does he get, like you said, he gets a run later in the year. Is it worth holding on to him? Like, 22% of teams have him at the moment. I said he was a steer clear for the last 2 weeks, even though you're all riding him.
Yeah, I was interested in him as well, to be fair. I don't hate the people who have gone him a bit early. It was honestly a coin flip between him and Armstrong, and, you know, any of these guys could have been dropped the next week, it seems. Yeah. Even like Weeks this week, he could be dropped next week.
Yeah.
One thing I'm kind of curious of now, we didn't really see what happened last week because the Raiders didn't score any points, but who's goal kicking for this team now?
Yeah, interesting.
Because Chevy Stewart kicked when Fogarty was out, you know, back into that other game. So I would have thought he would have picked it up.
But he was goal kicking.
Yeah.
So in the warm-up, Stewart was goal kicking.
Good intel.
Well, it doesn't matter now, so it's not going to matter this week. So who knows who's goal-kicking this week. But, I don't know whether they go with someone. I don't know if Weeks picks it up or Kotrick maybe. I don't know, maybe he's got a boot on him. I don't know who kicks really for this team now that they're both out. That'll be an interesting one, who picks up those points. Because you look at Weeks, he had a few missed tackles, but, you know, 400-plus kick meters, 26 tackles in the line, pretty good stats for a half. Even though he didn't have any attacking stats. Like, if you get pumped 40-0 and you still put up a 42 and you're that cheap, I mean, it seems like a steal, right? With KO Weeks.
Yeah. No, he's pretty tempting. It's the biggest question mark is the job security. If they get beat by 40 again this week, what's Sticky going to do with his team? So, it wasn't even that they got beat, you know, like, they got heaps of points put on them, obviously, but then just like they didn't score any points as well, their attack's been pretty decent to start the year. So that's, kind of alarm bells, I reckon, for Ricky. So,
I did say this last week as well. They needed to defend their way to a win, and their defense was, atrocious. The fact that Tom Hazleton just walked through under the posts for the second try, I think it was already alarm bells ringing. But, I guess, what do you reckon? Stewart, is he a hold? Is he a sell? What are we doing?
I'd be tempted to hold him if you've I think a lot of teams are looking pretty good at this point, as far as you should have 15, 16 players. Probably not that many of us have any Eels, but like Hopgood or someone like that, maybe a Dill Brown. So I think if you can hold him this week, I would, and just see what happens. I think there's a chance he comes back into this team in a couple of weeks.
Raiders have the bye as well next round.
Yeah. I just kind of use him for a loop. You're not going to be able to really do much with him because he's so cheap as well, unless you're going him to an Armstrong or something. But like Armstrong could be dropped next week as well. It's kind of could just be a sideways move for you. So I'd be tempted to hold, I think.
Yep. And what about Schiller as well, with Kotrick coming in replacing him?
I think you can drop Schiller. He's made a decent amount of cash for you, which is good if you jumped on at the right time. But I think his time in the side was always kind of limited. I'd be willing to jump ship. And him, in contrast, you could use him to go to someone decent probably. So I'd be doing that.
Yeah, 450K. You could almost go to a Jaden Brayley, to be honest, who is going to feature later in this episode. But let's get your take on some of these other players in the Raiders team. So you've already touched on Weeks. His time might be limited, but like there's not many other options in the halves for the Raiders. Like obviously Strange is already there. Weeks was the one that was battling for that spot. But now that Fogarty's gone long term, like what other option do they have to put at 5'8" now that Whiten's gone? Like, how else can they change this around? Maybe they put Sebastian Chris back in. Remember they were trying him out at 5'8" for a little bit. Maybe, you know, I don't know, Rapana, someone goes in. I don't know. It's kind of hard. Like, what can they really do? Week seems like he's the locked-in half for now.
That's a good point. Yeah, I do want to mention this, so I'm glad you did. But, they just don't – they have no depth in the halves, the Raiders. So, yeah, who does he get dropped to? This Sasagi guy, but he's been playing in the back. He's been playing in the centers, right? He hasn't been playing in the halves.
And he's the only one. Like,
yeah, he's the only one I like. Just looking in the Raiders halves on NRL Fantasy, just seeing who's eligible, and there's nobody.
I don't think he's played a game as a halfback. What, since he was at the Knights?
Yeah,
and even then, he didn't really play much in the halves at the Knights. I'm pretty sure he was like off the bench, or he was like a winger or a center or something like that. Like he didn't really play ever in the halves, even though he's listed as a halfback. So hey, strange.
Sure, mate. Yeah, it could just be like a Elliot Whitehead move to 5A. Who knows what we could see from Sticky, but
yeah,
looking at it from that lens, you're like, oh, KO Weeks, he should have a decent run. Like Fogarty's out, for a long time. So you'd think they just kind of let him go for it, but if they get beaten by 40 again next week,
who knows? You never know. Yeah, correct. What about Strange then? He's obviously, he doesn't really have, like we said, there's not much depth in the halves, so there's not much that can take his spot other than like, you know, a makeshift Sasagi or Whitehead or whatever, or Seb Chris. But only managed a 14, break even is creeped up to 36 this week. Should we be worried? Should we be jumping off Strange? What's the thought there?
No, I don't think so. I think you give him another week and see what happens. I was kind of hoping he gets more of these kick meters, hoping this is just an anomaly game for them and they bounce back against Manly this week. It's not a bad matchup. If they were playing the Storm or someone like that, I'd maybe be a little bit more worried, but I'm happy to give him another week and see what happens. He might get the goal kicking as well. Who knows?
Yeah, not wrong. Righto, any other Raiders you want to touch on before we move away from them?
No, mate, I think that's covered them.
Righto, let's move to buy, hold, sell now. And there's going to be plenty of interesting chat now. What are you thinking around buys this week?
You mentioned Brayley before. Maybe I'll just hand it over to you to talk about it because you seem really keen on the move as well. I don't mind. He got a 54 last week. He's pretty cheap for what he is. He's under 500K. He's going to get some nice buy coverage over this. You know, round 13, he plays for those folks who have Grant.
Really appealing in that sense as well.
I wasn't really thinking about it until you said it, honestly, mate. But I think you've without even talking about it, talked me into it because he looks pretty juicy. Anything else you want to add on him?
Man, I don't even need to say much. Like, you look at his base stats. It's like the last 2 weeks he's played 80, made 40 tackles last week and 50 just on the weekend gone. Doesn't really make many meters anyway. He's normally just making tackles through the middle. Yeah, he's one of the senior players there at the Knights. And he was the captain before he had that long-term injury. So I'm not sure if he's a co-captain at all or if he's still the captain. But yeah, he's a leader in this squad. So at 490K, plays round 13 and 19. And especially if you've got Grant, he's the perfect player to have to cover Grant when he's away for Origin, because then Brayley plays the bye, and then you get Grant back the week after. So, yeah, I think it's a no-brainer, Jaden Brayley.
My one concern is Phoenix Crossland on this bench. Is he? I guess I haven't been super keeping up with it. Maybe you've been more so, but has he always been on the bench? He's been rotating more through the middle.
Yep. Yeah, off the bench, playing through the middle. I think he spells Elliot. Adam Elliot, and then every now and then he spells an edge player sometimes, or even a front rower. Like it's not very linear the way they do it, but yeah, Brayley in the last couple of weeks has just been playing 80 through the middle, so it's been absolutely perfect.
Great, I reckon lock it in. Yeah, and you think now with no KP as well, probably didn't see it as much last week, but I think they might do some more short stuff by the line. He gets a bit more attacking kind of upside with that injury as well. So, yeah, I really like it.
Yeah. Well, I'll hand you another buy that I think is pretty much a lock in this week is Jonny Bateman. Obviously, you're saying as a buy last week, now that he's a lock. But the fact that he, you know, scored a 60 and he's named there again this week, all we need is him to be named continuously there until round 14 when dual position updates come, and then he'll get the big mid edge against his name, which I will be loving because there's not really a lot of great value options in the middle at the moment. Like, you've really got to go premium to get a decent one in. So Bateman, yeah, he's my next buy.
I wish I had figured that out before I traded out Hopgood for Cleary last week. It's like, man, now looking at it this week, I'm trying to get rid of, we'll talk about Terrell May at some point as well, but yeah, there's not a whole lot. You've talked a little bit about Max Plath as well. He's kind of one coming as contention. But to finish up on Jonny, I do really like it. He's getting those base stats. They got, beat pretty convincingly, and he pumped out a 60 against the Broncos. So,
yeah,
this is the cheapest you're going to get him. He only went up 16K last week, which is kind of nice. So he hasn't really, come back to earth yet. You're still getting him around 100K discount, so he's a fantasy gun of the past. Nothing's changed.
Yeah, I guess the big thing is if he gets another 60 again this week, he'll jump by about 30-35K, I think. So ideally you get him this round, but you could wait one more if you're really struggling to get like some players out and you need, if you need like a fullback to replace Chester, or you need to get another mid. Like, you don't have the space for an edge, basically. You could wait one more round, but ideally you don't want to because he's just going to go up in price from here.
That's my kind of problem. If you got, I've got Bloor,
Crichton.
Crichton, So, yeah.
Mate, I've got is edges. I've got Crichton, Bloor, Piakora, Finifuiaki. Bloody hell, I just can't get them. They're all making cash. Yeah. Any other buys that you have? I also had Garrick, actually, this week, but touch on some of your buys first, because Garrick's not a must buy either.
I really like Trey Fuller as well this week. He went up a big 60K, so now I'm kicking myself that I didn't jump on him last week, but he looks so good. And even though the Dolphins are playing basically a Q Cup side, they still seem to be getting the business. Like, they're still playing pretty well, I think. So, still in games. He's still getting attacking stats. He's quick. He's got good base as well, like 240 meters run of the weekend. He's getting a lot of tackle busts. I think he's pretty locked in for, as far as like base stats go, I'd be surprised if he goes under 40 against the Cowboys. And he's got a pretty nice run coming up as well. He plays the Seagulls, he plays the Tigers. He plays the Warriors, who have shown they can leak some points as well, and then he plays the Raiders.
That's his like run until round 13. So I think that plus the fact that even if Hammer comes back, you know, say like round 12 or round 11, I don't know when he's due back, but he's still got a few weeks out. He's going to be a really handy bit of cover over Origin when, sorry, over these like bye weeks and Origin when Hammer's presumably playing for Queensland. So I think you're going to get your money's worth out of him. And like I was looking at his last three, you know, he's only played two games, small sample size, but he's averaging more than like, you know, your Val Holmeses and stuff like that, which is kind of crazy. You get him in a massive discount, he's going to go up in price still. So yeah, he's one that I'm pretty keen on this week.
Yeah, fair enough. I guess he's very attacking, stats heavy, but when you look at the last two Dolphins performances, they haven't exactly scored a ton of points and he's still smashed out big scores. So yeah, oh, other than that game against Parramatta. But yeah, let's talk about that. Less we talk about that, the better. We'll leave that alone. Righto, holds this week.
I still have some buys. I still think...
Oh, okay, righto, go for it.
Armstrong, we haven't really touched on him. I think, yeah... It's hard to say, yeah, I don't know. That's a guess, a good I don't know, but like,
I mean, look at his stats. Look at his stats. He's two tackles and 180 meters. Fair. That's good base, but 11 tackle busts, including a try and two line breaks. Like, is he getting that every week? Lots of errors as well. Like, it's so hard to predict. And coming up against the Warriors, who have lost two in a row, I've got a feeling the Warriors are going to bounce back in a big way this week, and I think Armstrong's not going to do so good. But then again, he's got a negative five break even. Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, I think it's good for the cash grab. It's... I guess we should say this, we haven't said so far. With him and Weeks, you know, there is, in a sense, a lower risk because, you know, you're paying under 300K for these guys. If they, you know, light it up, fantastic, because they're going to make you cash, even if they're not, I guess, like, in your team or things like that. But even if they, you know, play 3 weeks at fullback, that could be 100K. So it kind of justifies the trade a little bit. But yeah, the Knights won last week. I thought he played pretty well. I'd be surprised if he's out of this team. I don't know. I think now they've got to give him a little bit of a run, even though they've got... Forget the other guy's name, he's injured at the moment, but he was probably the favorite to come in before Armstrong. If you look at Barry Tui and his Twitter X, he's always talking about it. But yeah, I think he gets an extended run in this team, so I don't think he's a bad buy as well. If you're looking to downgrade to kind of the lowest cheapie.
Yeah, fair. Like, I don't think he's a terrible buy by any means, but... Yeah, I mean, there's a risk with Weeks and Armstrong and like a lot of these fullbacks that they just lose their spot pretty soon. But yeah, negative five break even, pretty good that he, even if he gets like a single digit score, he's still going to make a bit of cash for you anyway. So not a terrible buy by any means.
One thing I want to talk to you about before we move to the holds, Max Clark, yep. give me a case for him.
The fact that he signed a new deal with the Dolphins after he played... I think it was after he played Parramatta. I think he was signed long-term after that. That pretty much sets him up to be their not long-term lock, but like they want him in the team and they want him playing through the middle. So I just think because Gilbert's out for the season, Plath is going to be their preferred lock for the time being. Ray Stone will spell him off the bench. But that still probably means he gets 60 minutes at lock, and based on his stats, he should be scoring around the mid 40s in base, and then whatever he does in attack is just a bonus on top of that. So I think it's a pretty safe buy for me at 610K. Plus he gets the good buy coverage for round 13. So plus dual position, middle and half. So
yeah, that's handy.
There's a lot going for him. It's just he's a bit more expensive than you'd like now at 611. So. Yeah, it's a lot to spend, especially considering May is only 9K more expensive than that. Like, it's a lot of cash, for Max Plath.
And I guess that's what we were trying to say last week as well. There was probably more edges and guys like Sean Bloor or Johnny that we'd probably prefer over him just because they've got a bit more history and things like that. But if you need someone who covers this middle, we've just talked about how it's kind of tough going in the mids at the moment, people looking for a Taylor May replacement. Yeah, I think he's a pretty solid option.
Yeah, correct. Any other buys or move to the holds?
Let's move to the holds.
Righto. Well, I already spoke about one last week in Talangi, which now that Gutho's going in for knee surgery, or I think he's already had knee surgery and he's out for the next month at least. Talangi's primed to move to fullback, although there is a case for Dejan Arce or even Dil Brown to fill in there. But I guess Parramatta on the bye this week, so we'll see what happens next week with that. But I'd still be holding Talangi this week for sure if you've got him just sitting around your emergencies. But we already spoke about one, and that's Ethan Strange. I think he's another one of my holds that I'm just going to be sticking with for the time being. While the Raiders are still sorting out their halves, he's not going to drop too much cash. Plus, he can easily hit that break even of 36 this week as well, so I wouldn't be worrying too much about him. But Jack Bostock is probably my big one this week, and a lot of people bought into him, and he came crashing down to a 17 last week. Still probably got a week to see how he goes. Break even of 33 this week. I'd just be holding him to see how he goes against the Cowboys. But if he, you know, has another teen score, he's probably going to be a sell next week.
Yeah, I've actually jumped off him this week. My boy, he's done a job for me. Mostly because I just wanted to go to Trey Fuller. I needed to flick somebody. But I think he's out for me this week. I think he's probably peaked in price. Maybe he has another big game when he goes up a little bit more, but yeah, he's got those, you know, teen scores in him if he doesn't score a lot of tries. I think the state of the Dolphins team worries me a little bit just because they're not, yeah, as good as they probably were a couple of weeks ago when he was, you know, getting his hat tricks and stuff like that. So I think it's fine to jump off ship, and I think it's fine to hold.
Yeah, I mean, he's made his cash. 500K is pretty good, to be honest, for Bostock, who was what? He was posting single-digit scores last year, so you'd happily take 500K if you jumped on board Bostock at this point.
Sure.
Any other holds from you?
You guys talked about in the wrap-up show, but like Turbo, he was a little bit underwhelming. KPP was a little bit underwhelming. I think those guys are fine holds as well.
Yep. What are your thoughts, I guess, because we're at the end of hold and about to start sell, but Brendan Smith, where does he fall for you this week?
Yeah, another pretty average score from the Cheese. 24 points. I don't know, like, he has these in him. He could come out and score a 50 next week. He's just, yeah, he's inconsistent. I don't blame people for jumping off him. He's... yeah, probably a hold, though, if you've got other things you want to do with your team where you can use him as a loop or something like that. But, yeah, 565K, you can do a lot with that, so I don't mind getting off him.
Yeah, I think I'm going to push towards a sell for the Cheese this week. There's just...
you've been like carrying him. You've got the bias.
I'm done. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm done. This is it. This is the Band-Aid's coming off. It's never going back
you
on.
Way, he'll be under 400K at some point this season. He'll be like, oh, the Cheese. Oh, he's got a nice run.
The only way I'd pick him up is if he's definitely going to be playing 80. And, like, there's no Connor Watson. There's no...
here you go. You're talking yourself into it already.
Steven Smith. Yeah, well, mate, if that happens, that's a golden chance to pick him up and actually get some gash out of him. But while they're still on the team, you just can't. He's not getting 80 minutes. He's not, you know, getting the normal base stats we see. And, yeah, Cheese is a sell. Terrell May, though, also a sell, right? You're not going to be holding on to him.
Sorry, one other thing with the Cheese. Okay. The Roosters had a bit of a weird game with... like Connor Watson play a lot of minutes. Luke Keary went off injured, didn't he, at one point? So there was kind of just some weird kind of switch around stuff. Lindsay Collins played a lot of minutes in the front row, which really hurt Taylor May's minutes. Taylor May. Yeah, Taylor May. But yeah, so I think it was a little bit of a weird game for the Roosters. I also think listening to NRL physio, the Roosters is notoriously bad at injury news, and he thinks that, well, I know it's kind of a conspiracy theory that Luke Keery might be out with a syndesmosis injury for kind of the next month plus. So that could, if that's true, could, you know, see some things change around. And maybe make me more keen on like the Cheese and May. But
oh, don't do this, Josh. Don't do this.
Okay. Situation. I think one of the things that's really been hurting May is the four forward bench. If they switch up something, they've got, you know, Radley back, he's on the bench or something. I don't know. If there's some late news, I might be more interested. It seems these closer games where, you know, you'd assume Roosters v the Broncos, it's going to be a closer game. You'd assume that means more minutes for May. They're going to be more likely to play him over than like a an old JWH or Seawall. I don't know. It's so hard because he's played, you know, there was a reason we bought him. He's had scores over the 60s. This could be a 60-plus week, but then next week could be a teen week again. It's kind of a coin flip, but I don't think he's as desperate of a sell as you've made him out to be. I think he's a sell eventually, but I think this week you could roll the dice with him again. He could get a good score this week, I think.
Oh, God. You're going to make me do it, Josh, aren't you? You're going to make me hold Terrell May for one more week. I really don't want to.
Yeah.
I was trying to
make sense of his scores. It doesn't really make sense. Like some of the games they've lost, he's got crap minutes as well. So you think in the games where they're losing, they'd probably be more likely to bring him out there to try and, I don't know, get some offloads or get something going. But it's hard to say. I know the one thing, like when they're pumping teams, I think he's definitely, doesn't bode well for him. I think the injury maybe hurt him as well last week, just with the, like they had to use an extra interchange that maybe cut into his minutes. I don't know.
God. You're making
just
me
laying the argument.
Now.
Yeah.
You're making me second guess it because I thought he was just a straight sell.
Exchange.
I know that as soon as I sell him, he's going to, you know, pump out a 60 or a 70 and prove me wrong, but I can trade him right now to get AFB, so I'm very, very much leaning the side of sell just because I know AFB and the Warriors need to win some games and should put up some big scores, so.
I do think he's an eventual sell just because he, like if a guy is getting you a 60 and then a 16 the next week, you just can't have that in your team, really. Like that's just
too inconsistent.
But
yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to say. If, I don't know, say you got like Lindsay Collins going on Origin duty at some point in the next couple of weeks as well. I don't think this is cut and dry.
Oh, you bring up Origin again. Yeah, that's not a bad shout at all. It's just still a month out. That's all.
Yeah, he plays 13, doesn't he? The problem with him this week, like, he's got the big break even. If he has another, crap score this week, he's going to be, under 600K. You're going to be kind of kicking yourself. You're like, man, I brought him in as a cash cow kind of thing, and he's not doing his job anymore. I could have used him to go to a Max Plath. I could have used him to go to a whoever. So this is the week in that respect to jump off him, just because if he has another bad one this week, it's going to really hurt. Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah, you kind of have to decide if you're jumping off him, you're jumping off him for good. If you're going to hold him, you're going to hold him for a decent amount of time, like through Origin type period, because you can't really hold him this week and then lose all the cash if he does have a bad score. But if you hold him and he has a big score, then you're cheering. It's just, I can already see the headlines in Fantasyland next week where everyone, you know, 10% of teams sold May and then he smashes out a 70 or something like that. I'm reading them already. All the comments saying, why would you do that? Why would you tell us to do that?
Option for people like a month ago as well. Don't forget that.
Yeah,
like people literally captained him and he was probably the best scorer of the round a month ago. And it's not like his PPM has really died down. It's just the role. So if he gets that role back, he should be, I don't know. It's a hard one.
It's a good way to fence it and just let people make their own decision.
Yeah, let's keep talking around in circles and then maybe we'll help confuse people more.
Yeah, exactly. Righto, let's move on. My other sells, I've got Gutho, obviously, injured, gone for a month, but and then Tom Chester as well because of his hamstring injury. I think he's gone for a month at least as well. I think it was grade two, and it made me even more convinced to sell Chester because I was like, oh, you know, if it's only just a slight hamstring tear, you know, he might come back in 2-3 weeks, but he completely stopped. And then after the game, when Peyton was giving his press conference, he said he spoke to him and he basically said his head was down and said it wasn't good. And he's had hamstring injuries before, so he knows that if it's going to be bad, it's going to be bad. So
yeah.
Chester's a put a line through him and sell him.
Yeah, he's got to go.
Yeah. Any other sells from you?
Not off the top of the dome, mate. I think we've probably covered the main ones that folks have. Trying to think any other injuries. I guess, yeah, keep out this Luke Keery news. I guess a lot of people are running with either a Coruscant or a Lusick. What are your thoughts on them and going down, I guess, to Jaden Brayley from them?
Yeah, do it. I did Lusick to Brayley last week. If I had Coruscant, I'd be going sideways. I know it feels sideways, but I'd be going to Brayley. Coruscant's in Origin contention as well. Like, there's a bunch of actually hookers that are in New South Wales Origin contention. You've got Appy, you've got Robson. What, Blake Brayley, potentially Damian Cook again. Like, there's a few hookers there that could take that job. It's just, you don't really know. So you'd better off getting Brayley now while he's cheap and he'll make plenty of cash at 490K. Like, if he keeps scoring 50s, even high 40s, he'll make another 100, 150K.
I like it.
Yeah. Get off him for sure.
Get off, yeah. No, mate, I think that's good.
Let's move to some fan questions.
Let's do it.
First question from Lockie. Can only choose one, Weeks or Armstrong? Oh, that's a good one. Which one would you put over the other?
Yeah, I was trying to get at this before, I guess. Yeah, going to my head. Maybe I'm looking more at Weeks. The one thing that really, I guess, stood out to me for him was those kick meters.
Yeah.
Getting 400-odd kick meters. My least favorite stat in fantasy, it's so pointless, but it does equate to so many points. So, I think that probably gives him the nod over Armstrong. And, yeah, just, who are they going to drop Weeks for? I don't think I know the answer to that. So I'm going to...
Yeah, who's going to pick up all those Weeks kick meters? Like, where are they going to go? There's not really another... I don't even know who their halves are in New South Wales Cup because Weeks was probably one of them. I think Weeks makes more sense. Better base stats, playing in the line. Armstrong's very attacking stats dependent, but obviously does play for the Knights as well. So... yeah, make of that what you will, but yeah, leaning Weeks for sure.
Thanks so as well, yeah.
Next question from Tyler. Max Plath or Jamin Jolliffe? Oh, we didn't really touch on Jolliffe. I talked about Jolliffe with Jacinta because she was very much for Jolliffe. And we put her off it a little bit. But yeah, he's picked up basically all the minutes through the middle that have been left behind from Tino and getting good scores from it.
Yeah, he's been so good. I don't know. He's still going up in cash. He got like 40K. He's just like, he's not the sexiest, you know, buy because he's all base.
Yeah.
Max Plath, he's got a bit more like, attacking stats and a bit more to him, I think. So that's probably the way I'd be leaning. But yeah, Jolliffe just keeps getting the job done. I've been cheering because I picked him up in a few draft leagues. He's been plodding along nicely for me. He's just chucking me in, you look at his scores, he hasn't gone, under 50 the last 3 weeks. So, good going. His lowest score is, well, he's got a 19 in there, but otherwise he's above 40 every week this year. So he's doing pretty well for you. Still probably going to make a little bit more cash. Yeah, so I don't know.
He's almost like a keeper. Right at this point, Jolliffe. Like, if Tino's out for the rest of the season, he's playing in the middle. Mo's out this week as well because of a concussion. So he's starting in the front row. Jolliffe. I think he's almost a keeper at the moment, especially if like Fotuaika gets picked for Origin or something like that. Like, he gets plenty of minutes on the park for the Titans, I think.
Yeah, I've been waiting for the Mo Fotuaika week to come and him to, I guess I forgot about the concussion last week because he looked pretty good 2 weeks ago. I was interested in bringing him in. He's dropped a lot of cash. So I'm kind of hesitant on Jolliffe for that reason. I think, you know, Fotuaika is going to come good eventually and probably warrant more minutes. But
fair.
Yeah, the way he's going, Dez seems to like him. So I'd be happy to lock him in if you wanted to go that way, to be fair.
Yeah, they're both, Plath and Jolliffe, both good options, both have a bit of risk. But yeah, both scoring quite well at the moment. You can go either, really. It's just your own preference. Next question from Jonty. Thoughts on Jeremy Marshall King? Now, I haven't really looked
at him.
Okay. Managed a 56 on the weekend. All base stats, very similar to Jaden Brayley's score, really. Especially when you look at the stats, pretty much identical stats as well. Yeah, looking decent.
I like him, yeah. I think he's another one who is a candidate for kind of buy coverage to go with your Grants or go with your whoever, your Robsons. Him probably even more so because the Dolphins play all three of the big buys, but he looked really good. Was it 2 weeks ago against Parramatta where he was just running through the middle, line breaking? So yeah, I think he's a solid option. I guess he's probably the thing with him, he's an extra 170k than Jaden Brayley. So
yeah,
that's something you gotta kind of weigh up. I think he's got more attacking stats in him and things like that than Jaden Brayley probably does. But
yeah.
170k more expensive. I'd be happy to go with Brayley also.
Yeah, I guess you got to think, like, Brayley, he'll probably average around the 50 mark. Jeremy Marshall King probably averages with those attacking stats about, you know, the mid-50s mark. So you get a few extra points out of him, but like you said, 170k, what's he basically worth to you at that point? So, yeah, bit of a tough decision to make.
Sure.
Next question from Jesse. Is Cotter to AFB a good trade? Oh, how hot or slash cold are you on Cotter at the moment?
No, I'm pretty fine with him. He's been getting, you know, like high 40s, early 50s most weeks. Kind of what we thought. I don't know, he's kind of what I thought he was doing at the start of the season. Like, he's, you know, he's probably about 100k undervalued. That's kind of shown he's gone up, you know, around that mark. So I'm fine with him until Origin, but yeah, I don't mind people jumping off early if they are really keen on an AFB or something like that as well. I think that's a fine move.
Yep, fair. I think AFB and Tohu are both 780k this week, which is probably good to touch on, actually. If you had to choose between either of them, Tohu Harris and AFB, who are you choosing?
I was leaning more on the Tohu train, but I know you're pretty keen on AFB. It's kind of the, like, do you go for upside? Do you go for more consistency? Even though AFB's been pretty consistent, Tohu usually plays those bigger minutes through the middle, has got the high injury risk, and sometimes they do like to put him on ice if the Warriors are smashing teams, but they've been looking pretty average, so I think that probably helps Tohu out and means he plays big minutes. I don't know. It's really a coin flip for me, mate, because AFB's got that try upside.
Yeah.
So part of me, Tohu's just done it so many times. I guess that's the way I lean slightly. But yeah, it's a pretty close call.
Yeah, fair. I think just AFB, the fact that he can get you an 80 some weeks is good enough for me. Yes, that means he also gets you 40 some weeks. But I think the risk with Harris, you know, getting on in age, knees, injury risk, doesn't play 80 every game if you look at his stats. I think, yeah, a little bit more upside in AFB at the moment. Yeah, that's the way I'm leaning. A question from Riley. Is Finifuliaki a sell now that Lukey's on the bench? So Finifuliaki, break even of 10, probably a hold one more week.
Yeah, I think you can milk him one more week and just see. Yeah, I don't know. If he gets like another 30, that's another little price rise you get before you sell him if you want that. Yep. But I wouldn't be playing him in your 17s this week. I'd be having him on your bench. And if you can't do that, then I'd probably sell him.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. Yeah, definitely going to be a sell next week either way. Most likely Finifuliaki. Just I assume Lukey's, like, obviously the fact that Finifuliaki signed for the Dolphins from next year, Lukey's going to be the Cowboys' long-term edge. It's just going to mean he drops out. Yeah. Next question from Charlie. Is Robson worth picking up with likely no Blues and the Cowboys have a good schedule? Is it likely that he doesn't get selected? Like, he's been playing fine. I don't think he's that bad. He's missed a decent amount of tackles, but, like, he's not been terrible. Yes, they have a good schedule, the Cowboys. They play 13 and 14, which is really good. But I think you'd like to wait and see that he doesn't get selected before jumping on him. What are your thoughts?
Yep. Yeah, I think he's definitely in that conversation. I'd be looking at other guys like Marshall King and Brayley before looking at Robson. I think maybe making that call closer to if you want to go that way.
Yep. Yeah, fair. Next question from James. Do I trade SJ and Turbo for Walsh and Cleary or Hines? No. Would you agree?
Sorry, say that again.
Would you trade SJ and Turbo for Walsh and Cleary or Hines? So either choosing between Cleary or Hines with Walsh.
I don't actually do that, but...
Wow, really?
And Walsh... I guess Walsh is a little bit of a question mark just because he had those cramps last week, but he had a good score still. I think he'll bounce back okay this week. See what happens with Adam Reynolds as well. He might be... He was named, wasn't he?
Yeah, Adam Reynolds is in there. Okay. Yep. They're both in there.
But yeah, I just think, see how much damage Hines did to folks last week. If you don't have him, I would be trying to break your team to get him in. And I think Cleary, who do they play this week? They play the Rabbitohs this week on Thursday night. Could be also a huge score. Him, you know. Yeah, they've got Jai Gray still there at the back. No, it could be a really big Cleary score as well. So I am happy to kind of, do that to get out him. And I guess, Sean Johnson, there's a little bit of this talk with his, an Achilles, something lingering. Didn't really, I think you said on the review pod as well, I think he just had a down game. It wasn't too much of an injury concern. It's kind of hard to tell because he played the full game, but... I don't mind that. I know there's Origin and stuff coming up, but as we said, it's like a month away. You're still getting some big 100-plus scores potentially out of a Cleary and Hines, so I'd be looking to try and cover your bases and get them in.
Yeah, it just seems like such a sideways trade, SJ Turbo to Walsh and Cleary. Like, it's just like, because SJ's a gun, Turbo you want in your team, really. Yeah, it just seems sideways to me. But fair enough. Especially with trades, you don't want to be wasting too many of them. But I just had a look, actually, because, I guess if you're trying to decide between Cleary or Hines and you want to go one of them, Hines is coming up against the Dragons this week. Last two scores against the Dragons, 94 and 98. So that should see Hines go big again this week.
I'd be going Hines definitely over Cleary if he didn't have either of them, but you should be trying to get both of them in.
Yeah. Thank God I held Cleary, got both of them locked in, so I don't have to worry about trying to trade.
He's not highly owned as well at the top. Like, I thought he would be more highly owned. At least he's in maybe 2,000 of the top 5,000 teams or something like that the last time I checked, this morning. So he's kind of, it's not that many people that own him up the top. So a big score from Cleary is in your team could. So you jump a lot of ranks.
Yeah, exactly. Next question from Diver. Okay. Thoughts on Aitken and Garrick? I did say Garrick was a buy earlier, just because he has come down a lot of cash playing in the centers and has big scores in him, like just scored an 83. He's 100K cheaper, sorry, 92K to be exact, cheaper than when he started, because he had that zero against the Panthers a few weeks ago from his head knock. So yeah, I really like Garrick as a buy, but he's, you know, he's 550K still, so he's quite expensive to get in. But should do a lot of work when Turbo goes away for Origin as well. So he does have a little bit of upside in him, Garrick. Do you want to talk about Aitken?
Yeah, Aitken, he's been plugging along pretty nicely. He got like a 60-odd on the weekend. Yeah, looked really good. And if you started with him or had him there, as soon as you heard about the Connolly news, you'd be cheering because that center position is been stinky at times and he's been pretty consistent. I'm probably worried about him now with Connolly named on the bench this week. I think he could lose some minutes. So I'd be waiting to see before I bring him in now. And just, this was always kind of like the risk with him. There's going to be a time when Connolly comes back and how does that affect his minutes? So now I'd just be waiting and seeing and making moves depending on how this week goes.
Yeah. If he keeps playing 80 with Lemuelu on the bench, sure, pick him up. But you can't pick him up right now, considering this is the first week with Lemuelu in this in the side. So,
yeah.
Yeah, you got to wait.
I think so.
Next question from Chris. Is Samuela Fainu a buy? Named in the back row, Bateman's old position. He's been there and thereabouts. Yeah, just put a line through him.
Yeah, he didn't score that well when he played there on the weekends. It's tempting because he's cheap and he's there on the edge, but I have to see him get like a 40-plus, I think, before I pull the trigger on him. I think it's too risky otherwise.
Yeah, fair.
Like a 20-something last week?
Yeah, 26. So. Yeah, not great. With 70 minutes as well. Yeah, not good. Next question from Chris as well. Hold or sell Salmon?
I think we talked a little bit last week as well about how those Bulldogs players are going to be really nice for round 13 and 14. I think he fits that category. Maybe he's a post round 14 sell, I think, for me. An upgrade.
Yeah. Yeah, fair. There's a few players here, I guess. I just want to get your, because people are just asking if they're good options and want to know a bit more about them. So I guess just, you know, one or two sentences, touch on each of these players and what your thoughts are about them, if they're buys, if they're holds, if you want to get rid of them kind of thing. Turbo, what are your thoughts around him?
I think hold him until Origin and then reassess.
If you don't have him, would you buy him?
No, I don't think so. I'd be looking at going at Fuller or someone else.
Cool. What about AJ Brimson?
He's tricky because he could come into Origin contention. I think I'd be, if I had him, I'd hold, but I don't think I'd be looking at bringing him in.
Yep. Fair. And Atkinson at the Sharks, playing in the halves alongside Nico.
I think he's an avoid because it's my understanding that Trindle isn't too far off. He's been stood down, hasn't he? So
yeah, his court date's mid-May, so he's probably, Atkinson's there for at least another 2 weeks, definitely. After that, who knows?
Yeah, I'd be probably avoiding just with the uncertainty.
Yep. Fair. And Munster.
Just that Origin, I just think he's not in that same category as a Cleary or a Hines where you've kind of got to break your team to get him in. Had a really good score on the weekend, but scored 2 tries in that. So I think it's more of an outlier than a must-have kind of situation.
Righto. We're through all the fan questions, Josh.
Bang, look at us all go. Done. I guess we'll wrap up then. Well, cheers, everyone, for listening. Follow us on socials if you're not already. Feel free to send us questions, etc. And good luck this week. Hope you brain it.